This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump is in South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. He's already talking up the U.S.
We're rewarding those who build and create and hire and invest in the USA, and we're making America the best place on earth to do business, and that's what it's become.
From Seoul, reporter Alex Jensen has a preview of the U.S.-China trade talks expected to take place there.
South Korea is setting the scene for a high-stakes summit with Xi Jinping after months of trade tensions. High on President Trump's agenda will be easing China's export restrictions on rare earth elements, as well as rebooting Chinese imports of soybeans from the U.S.
A celebration of the Navy earlier this month featured live bombs exploding, reportedly to appease President Trump.
At the Navy celebration this month in Norfolk, President Trump and the First Lady watched the military demonstration from the deck of an aircraft carrier. Live bombs were used. Navy destroyers launched missiles and fired shells into the Atlantic Ocean. But according to the Associated Press, original planning for the event called for dummies and not real ammo. The reason for the change? Trump needed to see explosions rather than just a big splash. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In Jamaica, Hurricane Melissa roared ashore as a Category 5 storm. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
We tried to get to some flooded up bridges that are just west of the area where we were, and we couldn't get there. There's trees down across roads, and that is something that I think you expect to face in any storm like this, that it takes a long, long time potentially to move trees out of the way, move power lines out of the way. I mean, we've seen roofs flapping since early this morning, so I imagine the closer you get to center, there are likely places where there are entire structures that are gone.
The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-2 in L.A. Tuesday night in Game 4 on Fox.
Line drive left field, Miles Straw puts it away. And the Blue Jays have tied this series up.
Toronto scored 4 runs in the 7th inning. Game 5 is in L.A. Wednesday night. Then it's on to Toronto for the remainder of the series. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce a rate cut on Wednesday. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on the Money Watch.
We are expecting the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates again, probably by a quarter of a point. Investors are pricing in over 95% chance.
A jury in Illinois will deliberate for a second day in the first-degree murder trial of a sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a black woman who called 911 for help. Sean Grayson says he feared for his safety when Sonia Massey picked up a hot pan from her stove. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 540 WAUK.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins. Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. Tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up 2 games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 540 WAUK.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, little breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The wind stays up at times, highs into the low 50s. And on Thursday, more sunshine, highs into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower late. It's 46 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more data centers want to move to Wisconsin and more Wisconsinites are concerned. We talk to Clean Wisconsin. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news three times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on this Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Great to have you along, Zommers. Voice still a little raspy. I apologize. Continue to, we'll see. Doctor trying to figure out what's going on with the old salivary glands. And I don't know. I had to stop the Claritin because of that. And I think it's also allergies. So I apologize to the listener for being a little raspy. I sound like I've been smoking a pack of cigarettes or something.
Oh, no, not that bad.
Really?
No. Right. But, you know, I think on Friday, instead of eating Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the most popular Halloween candy, Todd's going to be sucking on lemons.
You're right. That's probably what I'll be doing.
Or at least eating sour candy.
By the way, today, October 28th, it was 3 years ago today, that I walked into our humble studios on University Avenue. And Alice Schneiderman said, I'm not sure we have a desk for you. True story.
We didn't.
And we didn't. And I sat next to Alice, God love her. And that was the beginning. And I was hired, people don't realize this. I was hired at this company to be the administrative assistant for our CEO, Sage Weil, and our then president as well. That was what I was hired for. With the opportunity, maybe in 6 months, to pitch my own show. And by the end of my first day, I was informed that I was going to be given my own 3-hour program, and it started in 2 weeks. Yep. Honest to goodness, that's a true story. And thus the opportunity arose, and Zommers and I were thrown into the fire together. And it's this is not the anniversary for the show, that's coming up next month. But because we have 2 weeks from now. But yeah, it was my first day on October 28th, 2025. And you know what? We've hunkered down and we've survived, Zommers, which is more than I can say for some people.
Yeah, you know, it started off a little bit as the Wild West, but with a strong vision to follow. Yeah. We've been honing in on it. The company has all been honing in on it ever since.
So. Yeah, it's been fantastic. So I always appreciate the opportunity to be with each and every one of you every afternoon. From 2 until 4, coming up in this hour, lots to get to, so don't go anywhere. Tony Evers talking about the implications to a lot of people in Wisconsin who use the Affordable Care Act, in other words, Obamacare, for their insurance. And newsflash, it's not just for, you know, kids in their 20s living with their parents. It's, as we heard last week, from our friend David Umbehan, a cattle farmer in Richland County, it's a lot of farmers who use this as well.
and other great people all across the state. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Canada, Ontario last week or over the weekend released a great ad, and Donald Trump has tried to rewrite Ronald Reagan's legacy. We'll explain. What's happening over at CBS? Dangerous to all of us who consume news. The truth is in danger, and already people are leaving with more to come. Important that we keep track of that. So we'll talk about that as well. I want to finish up this thought. We said it right before the break. Really important stuff. I know Pam Yonke, our farm director at Midwest Farm Report, mentioned that Wisconsin pork producers are setting up a mechanism to give away pork to people in this state who are on SNAP benefits. For a long time, they were called food stamps, because that's going to run out after Friday, unless the federal government shutdown is averted or stopped. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Republicans, who control all three branches of government, essentially, will not open government back up. So let's just focus on Wisconsinites. People are going to go hungry if they don't get some help. Pork producers are stepping up. Thank you, Wisconsin pork producers. Also now news, our own Dan Schaefer, political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, giving us this information, particularly for our listeners in Milwaukee on WAUK, Milwaukee Waukesha. Great cooperation between the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, Milwaukee Public School District, the Milwaukee Bucks. How about the Bucks? Also, faith leaders, other partners, setting up these food share benefits, it's called a collaboration with Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and Nourish Milwaukee. It's a food drive collecting non-perishables food with money donations to support Milwaukee area food pantries. The food drive begins immediately now and will continue until food share benefits are restored. For donation and assistance information, residents can visit the City of Milwaukee Food Drive page or Milwaukee County's Food Assistance page. So if you know anybody in Milwaukee area that needs help, go to the City of Milwaukee's Food Drive page or Milwaukee County's Food Drive Assistance page. Donations will be accepted across both city and county facilities. Going to run these down quickly. Not limited to, but includes Milwaukee City Hall, Milwaukee County Courthouse, Zeidler Municipal Building in Milwaukee, Marsha P. Coggs Health and Human Services Center, Hillview, Fiserv Forum, all Milwaukee Public Schools, all Milwaukee Police Department Districts, all Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee Public Library Branches, and Mason Temple Church on 35th Street in Milwaukee. So more information at City of Milwaukee's Food Drive or Milwaukee County Food Assistance page. One of the great things that make Wisconsin great is we help each other out, and I appreciate that. 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin.
That's right. Time for a Wisconsin fun fact. On or around. I like how this one's been qualified. Because, it happened a long time ago. We're just being honest with you. We'll say on or about October 28th, 1818. This is true. The governor of Michigan territories declared the first counties in what would become Wisconsin. They included the county of Brown, the county of Crawford, and the county of Michilimackinac, which is now present-day Mackinac Island in the state of Michigan. Governor Tony Evers intends to retake Mackinac Island by force and rightfully return it to Wisconsin before leaving office in 2027. Now there's some news. Now, wouldn't that be something?
That would. This fact has not been independently verified.
The first part is.
The first part is. The first part is true.
It's a real fact. We're not sure. But what I think Governor Evers could restore some confidence in his leadership.
Maybe he could. And while we're at it, what about the UP?
Right? It's rightfully ours. all right. I want to mention, speaking of Governor Evers on the serious side here, he had a press conference yesterday. By the way, another one today. Apparently, he got the building commission. He used a couple of swear words and he ginned them up. And the building commission is taking its first steps to unanimously approve modernizing Wisconsin's correctional facilities in the state, which is severely needed. So good on Governor Evers and good on the bipartisan building commission for moving forward on that today. But yesterday, the governor put this out, says this is from his own press office. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, Commissioner Nathan Hudek, released the 2026 plan year rates for Wisconsin's individual marketplace that show healthcare coverage costs are expected to skyrocket for Wisconsinites if President Donald J. Trump and Republicans in Congress fail to extend the Affordable Care Act enhanced premium tax credits. Based on increased rates approved by the Trump administration for the 2026 plan year, combined with the significant consequences of congressional Republicans failing to extend and the enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, many Wisconsinites and their families will see their premiums double, with some seniors seeing an increase of over $30,000 per year. Now, I want to be careful here. I'm not going to participate in fear-mongering or scare tactics. What I'm talking about, what the governor is talking about, is those individuals who are currently on or want to try to get on the Affordable Care Act, i.e., also known as Obamacare. Now, could these, if it goes on, could that then affect private health plans in the future? Sure, it could. But we're not talking about that specifically today here with what Governor Evers. And he put this out there. I know you can find it, I think we can find it at civicmedia.us, I believe. But while I'm a big charts and graphs person. So I like the fact that Governor Evers, as part of this, he broke this down for a family of four, a 60-year-old couple, and a 26-year-old individual on using the Affordable Care Act. And as someone, not currently, but as someone who has in the last 5 years, 6 years, when I had my coffee shop, I basically was making almost nothing. And so I was on the Affordable Care Act. In Wisconsin, it's called Badger Care.
Or, well, that's Medicaid.
But it was through the, I don't know. It was because I had my Ford Wisconsin card or whatever.
Yeah, that's Medicaid. So it's slightly different, but related.
But aren't they attached?
It's complicated.
And see, this is why I also went for several years with no health insurance. All right. I'll be honest about that.
Which, not recommended.
Because I couldn't afford it.
Right.
It was either eat or pay my electric bill or have health insurance.
And I
didn't choose health insurance. So I mean, I don't gamble a lot, except the really big things in my life. You know, my health. So I went for a long time with no health care. And I guess maybe that's what it was. I went to apply for Obamacare, but I was making so little that I qualified for Medicaid or whatever.
Right. That's
what it was.
That makes sense.
That's what it was. And so I think my premium was like $170 a month or something like that. I don't know. But here now, this is great, from Governor Evers. And the point that we had David Umbihan, a cattle farmer, on last week, talking about the fact that there are a lot of people that are working their rear ends off to make a living, to help themselves, who use this, the Affordable Care Act, for their health insurance. And what Republican lawmakers want you to believe is that, oh, these are for the lazy people that aren't working, who are sitting on their couch watching soap operas, eating Cheetos. It's a very specific example, I understand. But it's not. There's everyday hard work in Wisconsinites that are using the Affordable Care Act, and it's going up soon. Going to talk about that. Also do a what's worse on the other side. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Matt Nair on air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via texts, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have on the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Daylight saving time ends this weekend. Turn your clocks back 1 hour and take the extra time to replace the batteries in your smoke detectors, too. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're reliving music for dining on WRCO from my high school. What did you dial up?
Autumn Leaves.
Oh,
as performed by Vince Guaraldi.
Oh, very nice. Autumn Leaves. Yeah, well, see, now that makes more sense. We're going to be talking about Leaves in a minute. So, Zomers is always two steps ahead of me. If you listen to that program, that is not foreign news to you. Before we get to Autumn Leaves, though, want to finish this up. Governor Evers having a press conference tomorrow. I think this is smart. Smart of Governor Evers to lay it out there for people. As former Judge Weissman used to say, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. And he has a chart and graph, which I love charts and graphs. Easy for people like me to understand. And it's talking about if Republicans in Washington don't extend the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare tax credits, what people are paying now on Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and what they will pay. And people are already seeing this in their mail because they're getting the renewals for, what do you call it? When you got to
renew. Open enrollment.
Thank you. That's it. Open enrollment. See,
honestly,
you're finding out live on the air one of my Achilles heels. I hate paperwork. I hate doing my taxes. I hate signing up for my benefits. I can look at a state or federal budget that's, millions or billions or trillions. I get that. But to do the nuanced stuff of my health care drives me crazy.
I am not a fan of doing it either. And honestly, I've been getting the letter. I'm on the Affordable Care Act currently, and I've been getting some of those letters, and they're sitting in my room because I've been too afraid to open it and see what the prices are going to be.
I think a lot of people are with you, Summers. Really.
But sooner or later, I'm going to have to. So
that's why we need great people like our human resource director, Jacqueline, who, by the way, Jacqueline is still out. She is still working for her alma mater, LSU, trying to find a replacement for Brian Kelly. Hard work down there in Baton Rouge. All right, let's get to this quickly. And you can look this up. It's on civicmedia.us. Also, Governor Evers' website here. It breaks it down. I want to give you some examples. This is important. For a family of four who are making $130,000 a year on a silver plan, and then it goes county by county. Give a couple examples. For our MDX listeners here in Dane County, you're currently paying $1,026 a month. If Republicans don't extend this tax credit, it'll go up to $2,073, an increase of $1,047 a month, or $12,500 and change per year. Those listening on WCFW, the TAP in Eau Claire, for a family of four on the Affordable Care Act on the Silver Plan living in Eau Claire, you're currently paying $704 a month. If Republicans don't extend the tax credit, that will go up to $2,703.
Jeez.
A difference of $2,000 or $23,000 a year. In La Crosse, WLCX territory, same family of four on a silver plan, is currently paying $887 a month. That goes up to $2,350 a month, or $17,000 and change a year. For a 60-year-old couple, retired, 60-year-old couple bringing in $85,000 a year in Social Security and retirement on a silver plan, if you're living in Dane County, you're currently paying $727 a month. If Republicans don't extend these tax credits, that will go to $2,380 a month, or $19,000 and change, almost $20,000 a year. If you live in Waukesha, WAUK, you're currently paying $761 a month. That goes up to $2,443 a month, or $20,000 a year. That's for a 60-year-old couple. And for you youngins out there, Zomer's age, 26-year-old, making $48,000 a year, Zomer says, I wish, on a silver plan, living in Dane County, you're currently paying $281 a month. That doubles to $408 a month. If you're in Eau Claire, it's going to go from $219 a month to $386. If you're in Waukesha, from $287 to $398 a month. So nobody's being spared. And I think that Governor Evers putting this out now is it's scary, like you say, Zomers. Because look at those, particularly for you know, people, a family or a couple. But look, I've been in your position. For a 26-year-old that might have their own apartment, having to come up with another $167 a month, that's your heat bill and maybe what, your gas bill or something?
Yeah, with rent prices in Dane County right now.
And people living paycheck to paycheck. Think of a family of four.
Those are crazy.
Having to come up with another $2,000 a month. It's undoable.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there. Now is the time to call your federal elected official, your congressperson, your U.S. senator, and say, get off the schneid. Wake up. Stop this ridiculous partisan bickering and extend these tax credits and get the government back open. Because otherwise, there's going to be a lot of pain coming our way in the state of Wisconsin. And as John, I used this line this morning on Jane Matt Nair's show. And the late, great John McCain used to say, just remember, boy, everything looks darkest just before it goes pitch black.
So a twist on the common phrase.
So, I mean, this ain't good. And the remarkable thing is the people in Congress have known this was coming. They knew it was coming and yet let it happen. We need a little Vince Guaraldi right now. A little calmer music. We'll come back with a what's worse regarding leaves here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. And news ahead as well. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is in South Korea talking up the U.S.
There's truly no better time to invest in the USA. The results speak for themselves.
He'll meet this week with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for trade talks. Jamaican families in South Florida are waiting for news after their island nation was walloped by a Category 5 hurricane. Ed Rain is the president of Food for the Poor, which is preparing emergency kits.
The sense of foreboding and the sort of the pit in the stomach is truly palpable today. Everybody's, you know, we're working hard, but the underlying, we're all pretty much in distress.
The nation's central bank is expected to cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percent Wednesday. CBS's Kelly O'Grady, however, says don't expect a major reaction from the markets.
There isn't an immediate impact overnight of one-to-one when it comes to the Federal Reserve cutting or raising or really doing anything with interest rates.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. Truth and Treason is a really good film set in World War II Germany. The plot sees Helmuth, a teenage boy, watch his Jewish friend taken away by the Nazis, which changes his outlook on Hitler's Germany. After hearing messages from around the world on an old radio conflicting what he hears at home, Helmuth spreads the word covertly at night until he is caught. The film is based on a true story, and the parallels to what is happening currently in America are undeniable. The story is inspiring, and the lead character, courageous. Definitely worth a look. Even if you happen to see a movie that does not feature Paul Rudd in the cast, he's convincing other actors to take roles. Bobby Cannavale said it was Rudd who convinced him to take his role in Only Murders in the Building for season 5. The Tony Award-winning Cannavale plays talking corpse Nicky Cacciamiglio, a mobster who gets whacked. Season 5 comes to a close Tuesday night, October 28th. I have to check out that show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Matt and Aaron Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, little breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The wind stays up at times, highs into the low 50s. And on Thursday, more sunshine, highs into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower late. It's 46 right now.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV producer and writer and director of the film A Road at Night, John Roach. Then Door County Trolley's spooky storyteller, Carl Sarecki, joins me for some fun ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Vince Crawley's Amherst Dolly Moore that up. Well, autumn leaves for you.
Is this
that
more, one is the Great Pumpkin Waltz. Oh, maybe great, a couple of days early.
Yes. That's good. Welcome back to Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Amherst on the board, 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, October 28th. It's Halloween time. Great Pumpkin. Where does that rate with your all-time Peanuts television shows, Amherst?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably like certainly top five, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I'd really have to think about it and like write down a list of which ones there are, because there's more than one might think.
There are. I think for me at the top, I got to put a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I think it has to be.
I think the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown for me is probably second.
Probably.
There was a Thanksgiving one that doesn't get shown anymore or rarely, unless you have it on DVD.
I do like that one. We have it on DVD.
That's a pretty good one. Peppermint Patty and Marcy.
Yep.
Doing their popcorn Thanksgiving. That's pretty good. There's a Charlie Brown Easter, the Easter Beagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. What's the one called for Valentine's Day? That's also pretty good.
I don't remember what it's called, but
Be
I know
My Valentine, Charlie Brown, or something like that.
I think so. There was one that they made when I was little that so way newer than the other ones, where Linus lost his blanket and they had to go and try and find it.
Oh yeah, I vaguely remember.
I don't remember
that.
If it was good or not.
Yeah, this is a newer one. Anyway, Charlie Brown trivia here. All right, very good. Let's do this. Let's get into it. 36 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can go with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing give away, no prize. Money involved is your chance to have your voice heard in all 10 news talk sports stations across the state of Wisconsin and the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. Leaves are falling off the trees right now. Category today, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Raking leaves or cleaning gutters? What's worse? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. In your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. It takes less than a minute. It's free, the Civic Media app. You can also text us at YouTube, Facebook, and what used to be Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you want to call it. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? This is a personal one for me because the card, the photos for those watching on the stream, you have a guy raking leaves into a big like trash bag and using a tarp to kind of put the leaves in the tarp and then move them around. I've done that before. And then you've got a guy who looks like he's in work clothes with a hard hat on and a ladder propped properly up against the gutter, cleaning out a gutter, right? Now, when I was a kid, I would help my grandpa and Grandma Wallace clean out they had their house, and right next to it, they had a three-story rental property. It's an old home that, before they bought it, had been unfortunately divided up into five different apartments. Big house with a kind of a mostly flat roof. Three-story, and my grandpa was deathly afraid of heights. And so, this is true. It can be told now. He would, and I was probably all of, like, when he started doing this, like, maybe 12. And he would tie a rope around my waist, and then he'd put the rope around the chimney in the middle of the building and have me go out, crawl out onto the edge of the building to get the leaves out of the gutters every fall.
you know, that's creative.
And my grandma would say, Warren, what are you doing? Well, it has to be done. See, my sister checking in. Heather, CFW, the Capitol Claire, says cleaning gutters is the worst. Remember when Grandpa tied ropes around our waist and had us help him clean the gutters on the apartment building? What a story. Yeah. See?
She
was typing at the same time. It scarred our memories.
That would.
But see, this is the advantage of having grandchildren. And you had more than one, so they're expendable. You lose one, cleaned out the gutters.
All right, yeah.
You still got four more. You're fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, I cleaned out my grandma's gutters. Sure. She had a house kind of in the woods a little bit. Mm-hmm. It eventually got cleared out. They made more houses there. But she had not cleaned her gutters in many years. And there weren't covers over them or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it took forever. It was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And then we put covers on after that.
They do get nasty. You use the rubber gloves.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, they were basically just solid mud.
Now, when I was in high school, not on the apartment building, but I think on their house, we got those plastic things you have to cut. And I remember listening to Packers games and being out there on a ladder and putting the covers over the gutters of the house on good old East Hazeltine Street. In Richland Center. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On YouTube, PJ says, cleaning gutters is worse because the risk of falling off the ladder. I installed gutter guards on my garage, and it helps.
They really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Off of the... What am I trying to say? The app. How about that, Todd? Off the Civic Media app, Greg in beautiful Genesee Depot, listening on WAUK, says cleaning gutters is certainly worse. Len, listening in. Oh, that was something else. He was weighing in on earlier on the Affordable Care Act. We'll read it anyway. Len in Madison and MDX says, tax the rich and corporations. Whoops, it slipped down there. Sorry about that. Tax the rich and corporations, eliminate the tax loopholes, go to a universal health care system that controls what health care costs. Well, don't disagree, Len, but first, I would just like to see the tax credits for the ACA extended first. You know, let's get that done first. Kurt and Madison on what's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters. One has a much bigger, a much higher possibility of killing you over the other.
Yeah, and it's the one where you're roped off to a chimney.
Heather Wayne back in Eau Claire said, shocked that no one ever fell off the roof, but thankful. I thought it was a fun game. Not the cleaning part, but being on the roof was fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you're a kid, going on the roof is like, I get to go on the roof.
Oh, exactly. You had to go up through one of the apartments, then into the attic we called it the brick house because it was a brick house. And so you go to the brick and the attic, and then you got to go up on, and it was one of those kind of, it wasn't, I guess it was a tar roof, but like you put the black paper and then it has to be covered tar, that type of thing. So, Len checking back in Madison on AUK, pardon me, on WMDX. It's probably a good thing I'm having my head examined soon, Summers. Len on MDX in Madison says, having grown up on a farm, cleaning the gutters is worse, right? Because, like, well, I guess it's not just particularly, because my other set of grandparents, the Allball side, they had a farm. And I don't know that they actually had, they might have had one set of gutters on the side of the patio. I don't think the rest of the house had gutters on it that I remember. But my grandparents, Grandpa Graham Wallace in Richland Center, they had these beautiful maple trees all around the house. And it was gorgeous. And we'd rake those leaves and we'd jump into the huge pile. And for Halloween, we'd use them to decorate the front yard anyway. But it clogged up the gutters like you wouldn't believe.
You get the seed helicopters all over.
Those great big orange maple leaves. Beautiful on the trees, but not so much when they're in a gutter. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zommers, any feelings on this?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with cleaning gutters being worse because, as people are saying, it's more dangerous, even though as a kid, it just seems fun.
Right. What's that big company that advertises all the time on TV? Is it LeafGuard? Is that what
something
it's called?
Like that.
Then you know we should have this guy on the show. The guy that you see him advertise, I think he advertises Leaf Guard. He advertises Mad City Windows. And he says, call right now. You get a $50 card to whatever, dining, just for calling in. Call right now. The first 50 people will receive a gift card. Call now. His voice is really smooth. And he hasn't aged in years. But he does all these different, you know, products. I think Leaf Guard is one of them.
What if we do it the other way around and have you audition to be the voice for a lot of those commercials?
No, I don't have the voice for it. He has a very smooth... He could have been a game show host in the 50s, that guy. I would love to have him on. Anyway, Mom and my stepmother Mary are Mom. You know what I need, Summers? I need a vacation to Jamaica. No, not to Jamaica. That'd be a bad place to take a vacation right now. I need to sit in the sun. My mind isn't working. My dad and my stepmom, they put on the Leaf Guard 2-3 years ago, and they love it. They said it works. Like the rain, the water comes in, but no leaves in the gutter.
I don't know if it was that brand, but that's what we did with my grandma's gutters. And cleaning them after that was a very quick process the subsequent years.
Kurt Madison on WMDX says, on the other hand, if you don't know you have heart disease, I guess you could die of a heart attack from raking your lawn.
That's
well,
true.
Well, isn't that a pleasant thought, Kurt, on Halloween week? Dave in New Berlin listening in says, cleaning gutters is worse. If you're day drinking, you could fall the blankety blank down.
He's but, right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know, when I was like 14 and cleaning my grandma's gutters, I can tell you I was not day drinking.
No.
Or in any other capacity.
Do we have time for the, that's how we play What's Worse. We'll have another one tomorrow for you. Do we have time for the Clemens Rogers story right now? No, we do not, Summer says. He didn't even have to look. No, Todd, we do not. We'll play that for you on the other side because I think that's very, very important. We're going to touch on this. I'm not sure whether we're going to get to the whole thing again today or not, but just because I promote it. 60 Minutes, former 60 Minutes producer Bill Owens says bosses discouraged him from covering Gaza and Trump. The former executive producer of 60 Minutes, Bill Owens, and by the way, this is from TheGuardian.com, Owens says he faced intense internal pressure from his corporate bosses to avoid certain stories that had the potential to generate backlash for parent company Paramount. In his first public remarks since his sudden resignation in April. In January, 60 Minutes ran a segment featuring former State Department employees who had quit over how Joe Biden's administration handled the war in Gaza. The segment drew backlash from pro-Israel organizations and unnerved Paramount's controlling shareholder, Sherry Redstone, a strong supporter of Israel. Quote, she didn't like the story, unquote. Owens told an audience at Colby College in Maine last Friday evening, where he accepted an award given for courage in journalism. Afterwards, Owens said he was basically told, quote, well, you're not going to do another Gaza story, are you, unquote. While Redstone didn't call him directly, quote, that message was relayed to me by people with authority over me, unquote. He goes on in this story to tell how basically he quit 60 Minutes to set off a metaphorical bomb to warn people what was coming at CBS if they didn't act. And, of course, the merger with Skydance went through. And now you've got Barry Weiss, who has been brought over from the Free Press, who is making her name known as the editor-in-chief of CBS News. Who is she courting to bring into CBS News? We're going to come back and talk a little bit about that and also play this great cut for our own Mike Clemens and Aaron Rodgers. A great story as well. Stay tuned. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Time now is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather, the great Mike Clemens in with sports update, and then another edition of the great Maggie Dawn show from 4 until 6, followed by a fantastic edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabinator. Stay tuned for that. Always great programming. All right, last thing to get to here. Let's start with this, because we said this before the break. I want to continue to follow up on this because I know it's kind of insider media stuff, which I love, but it's going to have very real implications on how we get our news and what's being given to us as the truth. This from the Daily Beast, CNN's MAGA panelist Scott Jennings is reportedly flirting with a move to CBS News, where new editor-in-chief Barry Weiss has set out to rebrand the network in a Trump world sheen. Weiss's vision for a CBS News makeover started to take form last week after Status reported that she had approached Fox News host Bret Baier about becoming the new CBS Evening News anchor. Now Semaphore reports that Weiss, 41, spoke with Jennings, 48, at CBS's world headquarters in New York. The news comes after a longtime CBS Evening News co-host John Dickerson yesterday announced his exit from the network at year's end. Dickerson, 57, is CBS's first high-profile departure since its parent company, Paramount merged with David Ellison's Skydance in August. The Trump-friendly billionaire quickly installed Weiss, a conservative political commentator, as the head of CBS News. Of all the people on network and cable news, Scott Jennings to me is the most, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't stand him. If that's the direction that Barry Weiss is taking CBS News, count me out. Out of Africa, out of the kingdom, I wouldn't hang about.
Which, for Todd, if you don't know, counting out of CBS means a lot.
Means a lot. And now there's reports today, we don't have time to get into it, that NBC Universal, who's looking at a merger with CNN, is thinking about bringing in Charlie Kirk's widow to run NBC News.
Which, wow, I think she's like a gymnast or something, right? Not a journalist.
My point is, we're living in dangerous times on all different fronts. But if you start handing over, I mean, CBS already has, to Barry Weiss, and you're seeing respected people like John Dickerson bailing ship already, this thing is, CBS News is going to be a thing of the, I mean, what used to be CBS News. Anyway, we'll stay on top of that. Do we have time for the Rogers thing?
Or is we do. Also, quick correction, not a gymnast, but she was in Miss Arizona and Miss USA.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, Mike Clemens, the great Mike Clemens, sat down with Aaron Rodgers before the Sunday night game, which the Packers won 35-25. Here is that great interview.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, how are you doing? Oh, I was listening to your comments yesterday and the good times you had in Green Bay, and all I could think of was that here you are, the MVP. It's like 21, and you're in the back of a red pickup truck with your teammates crossing Oneida, holding up a case of beer. And I retweeted that. It got over 1 million hits of all the things you've accomplished.
Well, congrats for that.
I mean, what was happening that day? And talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bot gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the most fun. I mean, going way back, we had a crazy crew. I mean, some of the shenanigans and pranks that me and Brett Goode pulled on some of the rookies over at St. Norbert's, that the constant battle between Flynn and Graham Harrell and TJ Lang and Josh Sitton, what they would do on the road, it got so crazy. Some of the pranks they were pulling that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff. But it's that stuff that I remember, the plane flights. You know, there was a time back then, we used to fly on a plane at 8 first class seats, and that was like, you know, Ted and, you know, Bob Harlan into Mark and the brass and a couple of coaches, and all of us were in the 3x3 seats in the back. And we had this thing for a while where people just start throwing pillows and blankets at each other. Like when the plane was landed, guys that were sleeping, you know, if you were sleeping, Larry McCarron can probably attest to this because he was always sitting like in a row in front of me. And every guy's like flinging the wrapped up blankets and rolling them up in the pillows at people and waking, you know, there's always like, you know, some of the media was in front of us and, you know, PR and community relations, they'd all be on the same plane and they were catching strays on the plane sometimes. So, you know, those things are great. It's like, you know, it was such a tight-knit group for so long there. You know, I outlasted most of them, but it's fun. You know, that's why I feel so good about my time there, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. And my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
Aaron Rodgers, former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, now with the Steelers. Great interview there by our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, asking the cool questions. I remember when Clemens tweeted that out with Rodgers in the back of that pickup, but it went viral.
It went national.
And so look, whatever we think about Aaron Rodgers leaving the organization, I think he showed a lot of class this last week in how he treated the fans of Green Bay and the organization. And like Brett Favre, he'll be one day welcome back in when he goes into the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. Great job, Mike Clemens. Really appreciate that. Great job to Zomers. Thank you, all of you, for listening. Ray, by the way, is on the cleaning out his gutters. He says, I have to clean up my grandma's gutters every year. Always hated it until I figured out I could use a cordless leaf blower. And now it only takes me 10 minutes. So hey, there's a hack for you. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate that. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll have Trigby Olsen and Pat Kreitlow here tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. keep banging your drum. Todd Allball said, have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
We're a Civic Media station.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We don't know how badly hit Jamaica was by Hurricane Melissa, but the storm almost certainly caused widespread damage. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
For the second time this week, Air Force Hurricane Hunter pilots turned back from inside the eye of Melissa due to the sheer force of the turbulence. Shortly after landfall, Jamaica's prime minister warned CBS News there would be widespread damage.
Whenever you have a Category 5 hurricane, there's scarcely any building or infrastructure that would escape without some form of damage.
The storm was expected to drop up to 20 inches of rain in places. Melissa's now a Category 4 and is headed for the Bahamas and Cuba. President Trump is in South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, where he's encouraging businesses to relocate to the U.S.
Businesses and manufacturing.